Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, after a very brief hiatus, Matt Chat is back here live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight we have returning, as she usually does about this time of the month, a very special guest co-host, the one and only NWF's top ring announcer, Miss Callie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for that flattering introduction, Ace. Greatly appreciate that.
Oh, you're
right,
very welcome, and I think it's very much deserved.
Well, thank you. And you're right, I usually do pop up around this time of the month, and if I'm popping up, that usually means NWF is heading into Fairfield. And what an exciting night this Saturday night is going to be. Because not only do we have our illustrious NWF superstars that are going to be in action, we also have on the card this weekend, two very special guests coming in representing Legends of the Squared Circle, the new LSC heavyweight champion, Ryan Freeman, will take on the former champion, Sergeant Ledbetter. So, and that's not, you know, those aren't guys you would normally get to see at an NWF show, so this is obviously a special occasion. So I would highly recommend coming out regardless. But anytime we bring in guys from outside of our own company, I highly recommend it because they're guys you're not going to get to see all the time. And you never know. We want their fans to come down too because we want them to have just as much of a good time as our fans. It's all about the entertainment aspect. But also, I want to take an opportunity tonight, as soon as he calls in, to actually ask and get the opinion of our illustrious senior official, Brian Barton, who, in my opinion, is probably going to have one of the best insights to these upcoming matches this weekend, because who's going to know these guys better than the referees? They get to see things from an aspect that myself as a ring announcer and even the fans don't always get to see. Because I think they've got the best idea of how these guys' minds work. And I don't think anybody really explores that aspect as much. I mean, you've got guys that are going to be in action like Pompano Joe, who has obviously proven himself to be a lot more dangerous than probably anybody ever thought he would be. Because, you know, Pompano's always been about, you know, going out, having fun, dancing, having a good time. But now you're seeing him involve things like that powder that he's used more than once against the man he will be taking on, legendary Larry D, who, I'm just going to say this, is one scary individual. I mean, he is freakishly strong. I think he's a great champion, though. And I think Pompano Joe may have bitten off more than he could chew this time. That is one man I would not want to mess with. Speaking of abnormally strong individuals, we've got the returning Team Money, who's going to go one-on-one with the big man himself, Chiron. That's going to be a hard-hitting match. I mean, Chiron's kind of run roughshod over a lot of guys in the NWF, including Roger Ruffin. And he's going to stand toe-to-toe with the one-man wrecking crew Team Money this Saturday. You've also got Jay Donaldson, who I think has a little bit of a yellow streak going, because he's going to take on Calypso. But he made sure to say this is a non-title match. Jay Donaldson, best keep in mind, Calypso's got that golden ticket that he can cash in at any time for any title. And considering the way Jay's been acting, it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if Calypso decided to use it against him. I mean, there's so much great action that's going to be going on this weekend. I mean, it's just, the card is top to bottom unbelievable. And I know if you could be there, you definitely would, so. Obviously, you know, we've got pre-sale tickets available. Go to Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield, the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. If you contact us, some of the NWF superstars may have a few tickets available that you can purchase. And always, always, always join us at Buffalo Wings and Rings in the Jungle Gym Plaza for our after party. It is always a good time getting to hang out with the stars of the Northern Wrestling Federation. We want to make sure that the fans have a good time. We like to have a good time with the fans, so be sure you join us there. Drinks are on Boss Man. You know, he kind of owes me on this one, so drinks are on Boss Man. I called it. And then don't forget also to mark your calendars. We are heading to the Clinton County Fairgrounds in Wilmington, Ohio on Friday night, August the 4th. So make sure you mark your calendars as we return to Wilmington. Also, Saturday night, July the 1st, we return to our home base at 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. That is the address for Bone Crushers. Be sure you join us on Saturday, July the 1st. We have 50-cent hot dogs. And if anybody has watched Bustin' Loose this past Sunday, we are going to have a lumberjack match at Bone Crushers. Christopher Michael Lotus against the mercenary Anthony Bryant in a lumberjack match. And let me tell you now, Anthony Bryant is not too happy about that match. He wants no part of it. He wants no part of Christopher Michael Lotus at all. He has done tuck tail and run more than once. He has to cheat to win. And I think this is one time he's not going to have that luxury.
My question on that match is, are the Lumberjacks even going to be able to hold them in that ring?
Lord, I hope so, because they kind of spilled out of it this past week. But I'm going to tell you now, that's actually what created the Lumberjack match. That this past Saturday night ended in a double countout. So hopefully we get the right lumberjacks out there, and we can keep these guys in the ring. And we'll actually see who the better man is this Saturday night. I'm going to tell you, Lotus was pretty heated. And that's never a good thing. I've known them for a while. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was going to say, I've known them for a while. Lotus Mad, it's not pretty. So, Mercenary best bring his A game on July 1st.
Well, before we go any further, we do have a caller on the line who I believe is our special guest. Caller, you're on the air.
What's going on, guys?
Senior official Brian Barton, welcome to Mac Chat.
How's everyone?
We are excited to have you on the show tonight.
Absolutely.
Glad you had me on. I have to deal with me.
I look at it like this.
Wrapping up dinner and letting my dog out.
Oh. Perfectly fine, darling. Like I stated earlier.
I'm excited. What are we looking forward to on Saturday?
I'm actually looking forward to your insight on some of these matchups for Saturday night.
Yep. Tell me what the match is, and I'll tell you what I think of it.
All right, let's dive right into it. Chiron versus the One Man Wrecking Crew, T-Money.
See, Chiron's been on a rampage lately, and everybody knows he's big and monstrous, but if there's anybody who can go tit for tat when as far as strength and power, it's T-Money. And I do believe that T-Money has more than a few years of experience on Chiron. I could be wrong on that.
Actually, I no pun intended, I think you nailed that one right on the money.
So, I mean, I'm looking forward to that match. T-Money's a powerhouse every time he gets to the ring. And I'm interested to see... how the power versus power is going to play out, so to speak.
I think that's one the fans will truly enjoy. That is going to be very hard hitting.
Yeah, there's few people in the NWF that hit harder than T-Money does. A move like the pounce will work on somebody as large as Chiron?
Actually, I'm kind of interested to see how that works with someone Chiron's size. Because I've seen him pretty well knock guys out of the ring when he hits
I've seen T-Money knock Jay Donaldson completely over the top rope with a pounce. So I'd like to say now you wouldn't get any of that kind of hit on Chiron, but I'd like to think that if he did hit him with a pounce, it'd have to do a significant amount of damage.
I concur, because I've been there when he sent Jay Donaldson flying. I've been there when the only thing that's kept somebody in the ring when he hits that is the fact that it was surrounded by a steel cage. That's not some people's only saving grace.
I didn't own time.
Jay Donaldson versus Calypso. Of course, Donaldson had to make it non-title.
Yeah, so... John Donaldson's always been known to have tricks up his sleeve, even more so lately as it seems as now he has tough justice behind him. So, it's really hard to say. You'd like to see Calypso go one-on-one with Jay and really see what this new young kid can do up against somebody like Jay Donaldson, who's, one of the most decorated veterans at NWF. So, yeah, as much as I'd love to see them two just go at it, you know, man to man. I can only assume that Tough Justin's going to stick their nose in it, and then if it plays out like the weeks have in the past, then you will have Jordan and Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler in there for the equalizer. So, I mean, who knows how far we may actually get into a match between those two. Will it all break down? Will it continue to be the three young kids versus the three old cranky veterans, shall we say, as it seems to kind of be over the last few weeks, and Tough Justice and Jay Donaldson constantly sticking the boots to the young kids at every chance they get.
Do you think that it's the fear of the fact that they are getting older, that these young guys are?
I definitely would have to say they'd have to feel threatened in some way. Otherwise, there has to be something fueling this vicious behavior behavior by Jay Donaldson and Tough Justice. I mean, it has been pretty relentless the last few weeks, if not longer, that they've been going at this. So, I mean, there's definitely something there. Last week, even, Calypso was saying that it is time for the new generation, and that the old ones are on their way out. So, I mean, that seems to almost be a root problem in all of this, as we're seeing it all unfold.
Very true. I mean, the changing of the guard has to happen sooner or later. It's a matter of, do they handle it with class, or do they show their asses like they've been doing?
Well, I've been around the NWF in at least a few years now, and I've not seen Jay Donaldson show much act of class in the ring, shall we say.
Very, very true. He has really turned into kind of a... Speaking of Jay Donaldson, I definitely think the whole brown hair, 22-year-old stud, I think he either needs A, an eye exam, or B, he bought the wrong shade of Just for Men hair coloring.
Yeah, I'm not sure what goes on there. All I can tell you is week in and week out, he sure does seem awfully confident that his hair is brown. Nobody seems to agree with him, yet week in, week out, he claims it to be so.
He has issues. These two gentlemen, I'm not too sure how familiar you are with them. But I would like your insight, since you have been around. You do get to see a lot of, you have seen quite a few competitors over the years. Ryan Freeman and Sergeant Ledbetter from LSC.
Not worked with them much. I really can't give you much of an opinion on what I think is going to happen, because I don't know either gentleman very well. I do know that Ryan Freeman is a big monstrous of a man, and do believe I heard about the man that might have been a few years ago now, but he won a Tough Man competition, so anybody who's been down that road most certainly would put up a tough competition to anybody they'd face inside the ring.
That is actually very true. Freeman did win Dayton's Tough Man competition, and he is a monster of an individual.
The only thing I would say is that, maybe the monsters, I'm assuming being a monstrous of a man, he's not as technical. So perhaps if Ledbetter brings, really goes into it with a solid game plan, maybe he could, pick a body part on a big man, maybe his base, start breaking him down, and go about it that way. But like I said, I don't know much about either competitor, so I get a pretty pretty generic.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, because every now and again, it does provide insight, though, because, you know, you're looking at it as somebody with fresh eyes, looking at two guys that one is definitely going to be, Sergeant Leather is definitely going to be a more technical style wrestler, where Freeman, being the man that he is, the types of action or the types of...
I can only assume he's more of a brawler than he is of
He has done a little bit of MMA type fighting, but it's no comparison for a technical wrestler, so.
Right. That is Clash of Styles there again, so we'll have to see how that goes.
Another one that's going to prove to be quite interesting, especially considering his recent behaviors. And actually, it's not even really all that recent. It's just blatantly no regard for the rules. NWF Tri-State title match. We've got Pompano Joe taking on legendary Larry D.
That could go either way. Larry D's a monstrous man. His power is unmatched. He's legendary Larry D. You just name says it all. The thing that Pompano has proven especially over the course of the last year, I wouldn't exactly say it's a complete disregard for the rules, because he seems to have mastered them and weaseled his way in manipulating those rules. And anyway, he sees fit, really. I mean, if time and time again we've seen him be one step ahead of his competitor as far as manipulating referees, manipulating rules themselves. It's obviously, if it came down straight to just man-to-man right down the middle, I'd say Larry D's powers, just going to be too much for Pompano. But Pompano's, 13-plus year veteran, so he's got an educated mind in that ring, and he's proven to be one of the sharpest mind at NWF. So, I mean, it's almost brains versus brawn kind of thing. I mean...
Very true.
Pompano he got the whole thing, the kicking nasty, getting nasty Russ out of the NWF. I mean, Pompano just proved that he has masterful plans, and if he so chooses, he could definitely capitalize at any point.
I do have to agree with that. Now, when it comes down to individuals such as Pompano Joe, who have learned to masterfully manipulate the rules, what kind of advice or what kind of insight, because you've got some young referees that I know you've taken under your wing that you're guiding, trying to help them become excellent referees such as yourself.
All we can really do, honestly, is try to stay on our toes. It's not always a matter of, sometimes, he just flat out manipulates the rules that already exist. So there's been instances where there's been flat out nothing I could do about whatever scenario has turned out, simply because he found a loophole in the rules more so than did something more than maybe getting something in behind somebody's back like a lot of guys do. Pompano's also proven that he can manipulate and find those loopholes to where he can leave the referee standing there going, technically he's right, and technically there's not much I can do. So, I mean, my advice would be to my kids would be, you know, to study up and try to be sharp. Just stay, you know, but really when it comes down to it and you're out there, you know, it's just you got to make your best judgment call in the ring and whatever call you make stand. So, you know, it's not really much you can do to prepare for scenarios like that.
Very, very, very true. I mean, you kind of got to go with whatever hand is dealt at the moment and make the best judgment calls possible. But guys like Pompano Joe and Jay Donaldson, I'm sure, make that difficult.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, if you know, Jay Donaldson usually has somebody at his side, the you know, to use as a pawn in his game as he's tackling whatever scenario he's trying to, you know, manipulate at the time. Pompano's been known to, I mean, we've seen him ditch a lifelong tag partner, and like I said, you know, he got Nasty Russ out of the NWF, so, I mean, it's one of those things where they may not even know they have a tool at their disposal until they get out there and sometimes you don't realize what you got till you're out there looking at it. Something to, you know, maybe a door will open, an opportunity they'll see out there that they've didn't think about before, and they'll just capitalize right then and there.
You brought up a very interesting scenario. Nasty Russ has shown up the last couple of Fairfield shows. Now, I don't know what the plans are as far as Titan goes this week, but Nasty Russ, let's discuss him for a minute. He lost a Loser Leaves the NWS match last year.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden he started showing up again, and his focus, the person he has chose to torment and torture, has been his, well, basically lifelong friend and traveling partner, the NWF champion, the Titan.
Yeah, you gotta remember though, it was Pompano cost Nasty Russ that title, and you know, Nasty Russ has run in, demolished him, and took it off. You know, is it a personal thing? We don't know. Russ hasn't said anything. He hasn't submitted anything to bust him loose. I haven't heard anything. But is it about the belt? Is it something personal with Titan? You know, I don't think anybody has any way of knowing. I know that Nasty Russ looked a lot different than when I caught a glimpse of him when he ran in last month in Fairfield. He did not look well, but, I mean, it's hard to say. He's in. It's like he's nobody sees him. He comes out. He does his, you know, he gets the better of the Titan and beats him down, and then he's gone. So, you know, just like everybody else, I'm waiting to hear what he's doing back. Why is he back? Why the Titan? Is it the belt? Is it something more personal than that? You would almost think he would come back after Pompano, but, you know, who knows what's gone on in the last year or so that he's been gone.
I completely agree. I mean, I would have thought if he was going to come back and go after anybody, it would be the person who, in all fairness, really kind of screwed him as far as Nasty Russ losing that match. I mean, that was definitely not what I expected. It was definitely not what the fans, I mean, the fans thought for sure Pompano was going to be gone.
I think it's safe to say every single person in that building except Pompano was confident that Nasty Russ was going to leave the winner of that match.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I was floored. So it kind of really leads people to wonder what is going through the mind of Nasty Russ, and how is that long term going into anything, especially regarding anytime we enter Fairfield. How is that going to affect the current champion, the Titan, who seems to be the focus of Russ's anger as of late?
Well, Titan keeps getting blindsided, so, you know, with whatever Titan has going on Saturday, will he be able to focus on it properly, knowing that Nasty Russ has been gunning for him the last 2 months and done everything in his power to try to, it appears, to just completely take him out? I mean, it is, he has taken some serious beatings from Nasty Russ the last couple months.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, he could barely stand when he took on Ricky Cardinal last month. So, I mean, I don't know if Russ is looking to hurt him or just completely obliterate this young man's career. But whatever it is, I would love to be able to get the bottom line.
Could be starting the mind games.
Oh, them were some, again, no pun intended, them were some nasty mind games. Because that's just, I mean, it's obviously he feels he has to sneak around to do it, because at no point has he come face to face with him and stood toe to toe. It's always been blindsiding the man. So, I mean, obviously he feels he has to be a little bit underhanded. So, really, it's...
It'd be interesting
really
to hear from Russ what his reasoning is behind all this. And, I mean, he definitely is pulling this off in the manner where he has the upper hand. He has Titan on the defensive for sure. So, you know, I guess fans can only hope that... Nasty Russ tries to do it again, that Titan can help even the score a little bit.
Would definitely like to see that even out a little bit, for sure. And then, of course, I mean, that has to take some of the focus away even from the NWF officials, because they've got to watch for that too now. I mean, you got...
Yeah, but I'd much rather my officials stay focused on what's going on inside the ring. But, you know, do have a point. Here's something to... It's definitely a factor that has to be considered.
He's definitely not picking right in the middle of a match to come out. I mean, he's picking spots to where he's not helping Titan win anything, but he's definitely making sure his presence is felt. But at the same time, it's like, I would love to eventually find out what his end game is. Why all of a sudden is he back? Why is he focused?
Is it the title? Is it personal? Is it, you know, is it something that's been festering? Well, you know, what's going on? What's up with Nasty Russ?
Exactly. That is the million-dollar question. I think the fans would love an answer for it. I'm sure the Titan would love an answer for it. So I think that falls to the NWF front office: is how do we resolve the situation?
Yeah,
that definitely falls to gentlemen.
Do we
such
see
as
Team Money back Wade as well? I mean, you know, is it perhaps, you know, just, you know, thinking back on it, perhaps, you know, maybe Nasty Rush feels like, you know, one of the original thugs should have had his back when he was going through all that getting with Pompano, you know, building up to his leaving the NWF. If it is that, then is Team Money also going to end up a target? We've seen him back as well.
This is very true. Does he feel that?
I'll just have to wait for Nasty Rush to tell us what's going on. Is it mind games? Is it personal? Is it about the title? Is it a vendetta from perhaps what he feels like the lack of support from before he exited?
So overall, senior official Brian Barton, of the matches we have listed for this Saturday night, what match are you most interested to see the outcome of?
I stay pretty invested in the whole show. I mean, I always like, you know, I'm always interested to see what happens as far as the titles are concerned. I mean, really, it'd have to be what we talked about tonight. You know, those are the big happening things going on right now. Looking most forward to toss up between Poppin' of Joe and Larry D, and all this we have going on between Jay Donaldson and Tough Justice and Calypso and David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater. I'd say those two probably have my interest peaked going into Fairfield this Saturday.
They definitely have the most. How do I want to phrase this? They definitely have the most probability for some controversial situations. Pompano, because of his ability to manipulate things.
We talked about Tyron versus Team Money, and that's something I really want to see as well. So I'd say with the card that we have, I couldn't take one thing that I'm looking forward most to seeing. I'm just excited to see how it all turns out, see where we end up at the end of another exciting night in Fairfield.
Fairfield is never boring. I will give you that. That is definitely the show to be at. Because Tyron and Team Money, do we have the first aid kit well stocked? That's all I'm going to say for that match. Because those two are just... I feel sorry for the referee for that match.
Yeah, they'll have to do well to stay out of the way.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. And like you said, we got Pompano Joe and Larry D. I really, to an extent, Pompano does have, he's very wily when he's in there. He's very cunning. So Larry's definitely going to have to be on the lookout for that. But power-wise, Pompano Joe bit off a... I think he stepped in it this time. But he took it to the Titan pretty well, too. So never underestimate Pompano Joe.
No, and I think he's proven that well over the course of his time at NWF.
And then we've got Jay Donaldson and Calypso. Will this be one-on-one? Will it end up being three-on-one? Or will it end up being three-on-three? Because you know wherever Jay goes, Tough Justice isn't going to be far behind. And the same thing goes with Calypso. The youngsters are never far behind. They're definitely watching each other's backs right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely, I mean, both teams, you know, seem to be on top of their game as far as working with each other and communication. And, well, that's a complete toss-up. You know, you'd like to think that, you know, the kids coming back from just all this week after week with Tough Justice and Jay, that, you know, you'd like to think that they really got a fire under them and it's got to be more determined than ever to really show Jay and Tough Justice what the young kids have in store, show them what the future of the NWF is going to be like.
This is truly their time. It is their time to step up. It is their time to take the reins and start leading the company into the next generation.
Yep.
Which, if what we're seeing recently is any indication of what this next generation looks like, it's going to be very exciting to watch. Of course, you know, we want to make sure that we always welcome our friends from LSC. We want to welcome their fans to our show, show them why they should come out and they should come see the NWF, as well as supporting LSC. But come on down, have a good time. Make sure they enjoy themselves as well, because I still think that match will definitely be that'll be another hard hitter. Two big men.
Yeah, we'll see what the these LSC guys are all about.
Exactly. Spirit of competition. There we go. Brian Barton, I want to thank you very, very much for being on the show tonight.
Yep. No problem at all. Thank you so much for having me on.
Loved having you on. Loved the fact that you provided such excellent expertise and insight on these matches for Saturday night. We'll have those matches plus many, many more in store. So remember, get your pre-sale tickets at Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield and the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. The VIP tickets are $15. General admission are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Doors open at 7, bell time, 8 p.m. We will see everybody there. Brian Barton, I look forward to seeing you there this Saturday night.
We'll see you there.
NWF Army, thank you very much. NWF Army, we will see you there. Remember, join us at Wings and Rings for our after party. That's Buffalo Wings and Rings in the Jungle Gym Plaza. Ace Diamond, thank you very much for having us on the show tonight.
It was an absolute pleasure, as always. As she said, don't forget, check out the NWF show this Saturday night in Fairfield. I want to thank Brian Barton for being our guest. And I want to thank
you
again for...
Thank you.
Thank you both so much, and you guys have a great night.
You too, Brian.
You too. Once again, that was senior NWF referee Brian Barton. I want to once again thank him for being on the show, and Ms. Callie, thank you for handling that interview as you normally do.
Thank you for having me.
And next week, be sure to join us same time, same place, to discuss the fallout from this Saturday's big NWF show in Fairfield. So for Brian Barton and Miss Callie, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.